Hello and welcome to our devotional, The Curious Characters of Christmas. Today and tomorrow, we look at the mysterious Magi, or otherwise known as the wise men, or as one Christmas song puts it, the kings. So what is it? Magi? Wise men? Kings? Which one was it? Well, we don't really know. We don't know for sure. By the way, Magi is where we get our word magic. These were, in some ways, very mysterious, mystical figures. Real life figures, but kind of mysterious. What we do know, though, is that they came from an eastern land, most likely Persia or Arabia. They apparently were men of wealth and influence based on the gifts they gave to Jesus, which we'll look at tomorrow. Perhaps they were royalty in some way. Because of their interest and understanding of stars, they were most likely some type of astrologers, readers of the sky. And there was one particular star, of course, that was to lead them to Bethlehem. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who they were. What matters is what they became because of their encounter with Jesus. Let's take a look at their story. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Now the first thing you'll notice is that Jesus was already born, and probably weeks, maybe months, maybe a year even had gone by potentially. And so you'll notice here we have the nativity scene and we have a couple wise men here, a wise man there. Well, it's not very biblical because they weren't there at the manger scene. Later it would say they went to the house where he was staying. So it was sometime later. But nonetheless, what do we see here? Well, we see that they were, again, most likely pagan astrologers. At least they were until they came at some point, we don't know when, but at some point they came to believe the prophecies of the coming Messiah, and they wanted to go and worship him in person. Even though it's very far away, they were going to get to the Savior to worship him. Let's keep looking. Look at verse 3 through 6. It says, "When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet,'" and this is the prophet Micah, "'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" In these verses, what we see is quite the contrast. Wise men who wanted to worship the heavenly king and an earthly king who wanted himself to be worshipped. If we were to continue reading, we'd see that Herod tried to use the Magi to find baby Jesus so that he might have him killed. He was threatened by Jesus of this coming king. He and he alone wanted to be worshipped and adored. And after the Magi visited Jesus, it says, if you look down at verse 12, "Being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." These mysterious men risked their lives for the baby king, having to flee town to avoid being killed. There's a lot that we don't know about these men. We don't know for sure what they did or how many even there were. But this we know: they chose allegiance to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They worshiped him and they risked their lives for him. And as we'll see tomorrow, they gave gifts fit for a king. Let me ask you a question. Does Jesus reign as king in your life? I'm not just asking if you believe in Jesus. I'm asking, does he reign as the king of your life? Is he on the throne or are you? Trust me, this is a question for me as well. So many times I bow to the God of self. Theologically, I know that only God should be worshipped, but how often do I sit on the throne and go through life doing what I want to do? It's a daily choice to allow Jesus to truly be king in our life. May you and I be challenged this day by these mysterious men. Let Jesus reign in your life. Choose not the way of Herod, but instead choose the way of Jesus. Make King Jesus leader and Lord today.